pumping the brakes on student loan relief. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A federal appeals court has temporarily blocked the president's plan to eliminate billions of dollars in debt after several Republican-led states challenged it.
Biden's loan forgiveness plan would cancel up to $20,000 for individuals making less than $125,000 a year or households with less than $250,000. Nearly 22 million have already applied.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, the White House is encouraging eligible borrowers to continue applying for relief. The stage is set for another potential legal battle between former President Trump and the January 6th committee.
In a formal subpoena by the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol, former President Donald Trump is being requested to appear for a deposition on November 14th at either the Capitol or through a video conference. Also in the subpoena are specific requests for documents and communication between the former president, his aides, staff, and colleagues from Signal, an encrypted messaging app.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, Mr. Trump's legal team has reportedly responded, calling the subpoena unprecedented. It's unclear if he'll comply. An appeal is in the works for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. He was sentenced to 4 months in prison for refusing to testify before that committee. He spoke to Fox's Tucker Carlson last night.
At the end of the day, I got to go to prison by this illegitimate regime. Hey, I respect what the judge did today. I'm prepared to do it, but we got a long appeals process.
Staggering numbers at our southern border. There were 227,000 migrant encounters last month. That's according to Customs and Border Protection. That's the most ever for the month of September. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A California man accused of being a serial killer may have carried out his crimes with a homemade weapon.
Wesley Brownlee is charged with killing three men for now. But San Joaquin County prosecutors say ballistic evidence appears to connect him to six murders and one attempted murder. A Stockton Police Department spokesman says it also appears the gun he used was a ghost gun, untraceable and without a serial number. And the district attorney said it was a polymer weapon made from hard plastic.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, about a quarter of the guns confiscated last year by the Oakland Police Department were ghost guns. A Michigan teenager accused of a mass shooting is expected to own up to it.
Oakland County prosecutors confirmed that Ethan Crumbley, who's accused of opening fire at Oxford High School last year, killing four students and injuring several others. He's expected to switch his plea from not guilty to guilty on all 24 charges against him, including terrorism. We're told victims have been notified. The 16-year-old is due in court on Monday. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbley, also charged in the case, accused of supplying their son the gun used and for allegedly failing to stop him. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's about politics, not public safety. That's the argument being made by Philadelphia's embattled district attorney who faces a possible impeachment vote in the Pennsylvania House.
This is an effort to impeach someone for political purposes who has done nothing corrupt and nothing illegal because they want to erase Philadelphia's votes.
Democrat Larry Krasner has been criticized by Republicans who believe he's soft on crime. The Philadelphia Phillies have topped the San Diego Padres 4-2 in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. They lead that series 2-1. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.